Welcome to Saimu Series, a podcast about mental health. We will touch on popular topics and insights from professionals from Saimood. Hi, this is Sally, and this is Saimood Podcast. How's everybody doing? And today I have a wonderful guest. Her name is Sunita, and we're going to talk about creating the life you want. Sunita, hi, how are you?
Hi, Sally. I'm excellent. Thank you. Sun is shining, so I'm really happy.
I'm so excited you're here. We have chatted before, and I love the topic you have wanted to highlight. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm a life coach. I really love working with the mind and thoughts. So I call myself a mindset coach, and I have a background in yoga and meditation. But prior to that, I've had a background in banking, e-commerce, film and television, and a little bit of dabbling into an entrepreneurial fashion. I'm a mom to an 11-year-old, and I live in Toronto, Canada, but I've also an Indian-born, immigrated to Canada when I was 5, grew up in Canada, lived in Vancouver, Toronto, California. So life's an adventure, and I love the adventurous life.
I love that. I love how you're like, you have a little bit of everywhere in you, which is amazing. So let's talk about how do you create your dream life? Like, how, where do you start? Tell us about this self-help program that you're want to talk about.
Yeah, I love working with my clients and helping them create the dream life. And it's like, you know, what does that look like? And it's like, well, if you have a goal or a vision, something you want to do, it could be one or it could be a couple of things. And I work with my clients and let's sit down and let's map this out. Tell me about this vision. And so it works, you know, bringing in clarity into it. What does it look like? And then we walk backwards. Ooh. And I look at the thoughts, because I really believe what we think, what we feel is our behavior, action, or radiate. So if you have a goal, let's just say that I have a client that wants to change careers. So we look at, well, what are your thoughts on it? And we have a vision and we work with the clarity part of it. What is it that you want? And what is it that you need to do to get there? So it's the action steps. And we look at the action. And it's all about taking our thoughts and transmuting that into action. And it sounds easy, but we also have our beautiful mind that is here to protect us and guide us. And sometimes it also reminds us of our past experiences. So I like to really talk about being the inner creator. And being the inner creator is, what is it that I need to do today? What action do I need to do today? And you observe the negative thoughts, and that sometimes the negative thoughts can hold us back. And the negative thoughts can be conversations or opinions of others that have left an imprint on us. And so it's just being aware of, that's not my thought. You know, the, I can't do this. And all of a sudden, we're telling ourselves that we can't do something. Oh. And then we get stuck in that spot. And I call that the fear spot. We get stuck. What if we work with our thoughts and we turn in and like, well, what do you mean I can't do this? Why can't I do that? So we explore why we can't do that. And we look at our negative thoughts. And sometimes it could be something someone said to you when you were 7 years old and you're still carrying that on with you. And in those moments of being that explorer, trying something new, something that's different, that thought might jump back in and saying, you can't do that.
So that's where I was like kind of thinking, like when you were talking about that, I was like, how would you help somebody find this vision if they're like, okay, let's say we're stuck in life And then there's, and you asked about like, what is your vision? What if this person's having a hard time creating this vision, this dream life? Like, how would you guide somebody to start that vision? Like, what would you suggest?
Yeah, that's a great question. The first thing I love to look at is my client will, it's sitting and talking, but we'll look into the physical life. It's all about well-being and the physical life. Is there exercise? Is there movement? And I love to use the word flowing. Are you moving your body? These days, we're always behind our screen, sitting on a chair at a desk, and we forget to go out for a walk. We're built to be in movement. So we look at, hey, what's your physical life? Are you exercising? Do you go for a walk? Are you walking in nature? Sometimes if you're driving, do you change your route? So shifting that perspective and being in movement. And then I love looking at the well-being part of what's your sleep like? And that's something I work a lot on myself, but I also work with my clients. Are you getting 6 hours of sleep or 7 hours? So we look at the sleep pattern, our habits and our routine. So that is something where we go in and dissect, what is your habit like? And I love to add this, being consistently boring. And I mean, having a nighttime routine, like 10 o'clock, no phones, no social media, sit down and read a book, time to decompress, get to sleep, have that 8 hour sleep. And it could also mean not having a chocolate because nutrition comes into play. And that all affects our mental state of being. So we look at movement, the physical part. We look at the emotional part of, and this is what I love to talk to my clients of, taking action over reaction.
I like that because, yeah, like what I get from what you're saying is like, even though you don't have, let's say like, because when you want to create a dream life, it sounds so big and humongous. Mm-hmm. Like, where do I start? Like I said, like, but I like what you said to bring it down. Let's not start with the big dream. Let's start with having successful smaller tasks. Like you said, like, have you been moving a lot? Like, maybe like taking a walk, taking a different street to walk on, like just little diversions that may trigger some sort of inspiration, or you might bump into something. Like, yes. I like that part where it's like, it doesn't have to be so big, but it could be something towards a goal that you kind of want to take. Is like, maybe like you said, is it becoming more healthier in life, or if it's like working on your sleep, or if you want to just become better, have a more better positive mindset, like little tasks like working on your health and working on what you eat will work towards that, even though that's not like the what you're thinking of, maybe, you know. Yeah. But trying a different way to get to that
it's
goal.
Yeah, I love what you said. Yeah, you know, it's really about exploring and simplifying. And that's something I love working with my clients, is that let's simplify this. And I will just give you an example. I had a client session yesterday, and she has a startup that she's working on, and another startup with an established company, but opening a branch here in Canada. And then she's like, you know, I'm a newcomer. I'm feeling isolated. So I want to work, meet people. And I also want, she said finances, and I said, you want to create your wealth. Okay, that's great. So part-time. And she's like, but I'm overwhelmed and I'm feeling anxious. I have the support. I have my husband. I don't know what to do. So we just looked at it. I'm like, well, tell me what your day looks like. And, you know, she shared with the one start off there in Asia and the Middle East. So there's a time difference. And there's like, my parents are overseas, my in-laws are overseas, so I need to talk to them. And I have I have to get ready for start the day. And I was like, so when do you make time for yourself? And so it's like, let's clear this up. Wake up, check in with yourself. How am I feeling today? And it's okay for you to say, you know what? I had a bad night of sleep. Take that knowledge and you can say, I'm going to be gentle today. I'm going to move slower. I'll be kind to myself today. And then you check in with yourself to see how you're doing. I am a fan of taking the time to check in with your feelings, journal what needs to be released, take a moment of gratitude, start your day with gratitude, start your day with your goals, just reminding what you need to do today while acknowledging your feeling. So that check in with yourself is your creator mode. You are creating yourself that at that moment. Now, the other end, what my client was doing was waking up, jumping out of bed, checking her phones and responding. I call that responding or reacting to the external world. She's responding to the emails that incurred overnight. And her team has already completed the day and she's starting the day and responding to everyone else's needs, forgetting her own need. And when we spoke of that, and she's like, well, you know, I do meditate. And I'm like, well, when do you meditate? 3-4 hours into my day. And I'm like, well, what would it look like if you did that the first thing in the morning? And so we just started working and it was a simple action of let's create a schedule that works for you. The schedule to give your attention to your startup, to this company, and possibly addressing loneliness is like, what would it look like if you went outside at a cafe and just sat outside in a cafe and just change it around that movement, like shifting. And it's like, explore, play around, but remember to check in with yourself because your energy is also important too. And at the end of the session, there was a smile, the tension was gone, and there was excitement because during our session, she's like, you know what? I have an idea. I think I'm going to plan this and this and this. And that just brought in clarity. There was clarity over here. There was a focus, knowing what to do. And in that conversation, she realized, you're right. I'm responding to everyone else's needs. And the irony is, everyone else that she was responding to, it was their end of the day. And she was starting her day with that. So that's something where I work with my clients in. Let's check in with yourself. Bring in compassion and kindness. Because so often, we're nice to everyone else but ourselves. And that's where the thoughts come in. We have these negative thoughts. Like, we can be hard on ourselves. What? You didn't do this? You didn't finish that assignment or that task at hand? Or really hard. But we would never talk to our colleagues like that, our family members, or even our pets. We would never be so angry at our cat or our dog like that. But we do that to ourselves. So those are kind of the thoughts that I look at with my clients. I'm like, where is this coming from? And we'll trace back to where it came from and release and let go.
I love that. No, like, you know, what's interesting is like, I like the part that you realize that she was starting her day with people's end of the day thoughts, which that is so good because like a lot of people who are working online, they don't even realize time is like a neutral nuance, you know, like nobody knows what time everything is happening because it just comes to you. Like when you open your phone, you don't know what time is. It's just like, you just know that there's things that are hitting you about like information, things that you have to react about. And I love the part is like when you said, it's like, oh, like let's step back and then think about like, let's kind of start massaging into the day of not like going like full-fledged, like jump in and respond back to like anything that needs to be handled. Like,
I really love that you brought up time because I love, I look at time as value. And it's just a different way of looking at it. It's like the value, you know, sometimes I sometimes get stuck on social media, like, you know, scrolling, and then I realize, what value is this bringing me in right now? I mean, you know, maybe I might have to schedule it. So I've scheduled that time to scroll because, you know, as we operate and, you know, content creation and all that as an entrepreneur, we do spend time. And it is a, and, you know, social media is a tool that helps us. But some, it's so easy to get lost in. But I also want to take it back to, I really believe in the moment we wake up, we start with gratitude. And knowing that we have a choice, and life is full of choices. And part of that choice is you get to decide. So making the decision for you at this moment, at this time, and working from there And when you're clear with that decision, then you're clear with the energy you bring in. And I'm going to bring something like, you know, we've all experienced that time of we wake up and we're feeling sluggish. And it's at that spot where you can decide. And I love sometimes when I'm feeling sluggish, I was like, today I'm going to have the best day because I've made a choice right there. And I've made a decision. And I have to push that energy, get rid of that sluggishness. And, you know, sometimes I'll do a countdown or I'll say, just do it, you know, just do it and just get out of the bed and just take that moment and check in. And, you know, there are days where you're low energy and you're tired. Those are the days that you can say, it's a self-care day for me. Let's see what I can move around. And I'm going to take that time to look after myself. Because there's also this pressure on us that we always have to be 100 performance, and that self-care, you know, I love working with my clients. Self-care isn't having a bottle of wine and watching Netflix. No, self-care is checking in and saying, you know what, I might have to work slowly today, or I might have to move my schedule, or let's schedule a 20-minute nap in the middle of the day. Go for a walk, something that brings me joy. So that's also part of the exploration that I love working with my clients, because we're all each unique and different. Let's explore that. What does that look like to us?
I love that. Like, to tell you the truth, this morning I did wake up a little bit sluggish. And like you said, it was just like I had to take a moment. Got my coffee. I opened up a game, and then I was just like, I'm just gonna sit here and just chill before I start this day. And I know I had to do the podcast with you, which is I was totally looking forward to. So I was just like, I can't wait until this time comes because it's gonna be amazing. Mm-hmm. But at this moment, I'm just gonna try to wake myself up. Very slowly.
Yeah.
And then I drink the coffee, do my game. And I'm a little bit of a nerd, but I do like a daily crossword because I don't like crosswords, but it's like a goal in my life that I'm like, I'm going to try to do a crossword and see how far I could get.
Love that. Yeah. I was saying that is so good for your brain health.
Right? Like I read that somewhere too.
Yeah, no, that's challenging and looking at it in a different way. And, you know, I love what you shared that you just take that moment to slow down. Slow down and sometimes like smell the coffee.
Yeah.
Let all your senses coffee. Be alive. Take that pause. And so like slow down to move forward. Because if we're always in this fast zone, and I call it the fast zone now, almost like, you know, when you're on the treadmill and you have those meters go into the fast zone. But what I find is that when you go into the fast zone, it's so easy to go into that space of reaction. Mm-hmm. And when you slow it down, you're checking in with yourself and you're like, you know, as you had said, I'm going to sit and continue on with my crossword. You're still doing something, and crosswords are great for the brain and mental health. It's another way of shifting the perspective, and you know, perspective comes in. So that's amazing. And here you are. Couldn't tell you had a sluggish day at all.
Yeah, thank you. I guess it worked a bit. No, let's go back to like a creating this dream life. So what you're saying is like it's like to have this dream, this wonderful life that you want, stepping back, like adjusting goals in a way of like, even though you have a big vision, is there something that you could do? Like simplify, like is there something that task that you could do that you haven't been doing? Would you say that's true?
So my formula for a happy life is thoughts, beliefs, words, actions, habits equal a happy life. So your thoughts, allowing the good thoughts to come in, allowing your good thoughts to be there, even when the bad thoughts are coming in, but understanding that you have a choice and you don't react to the negative thoughts. You don't react to the negative chatter. And you can use self-command. And this is where I work with my clients and sharing tools, the self-command. I call it the judgment. Oh, you can't do this. You have a dream. Let's just say that I want to create my own podcast. And the judge would be like, well, you've never done this before. And that negative chatter that comes in. But we have the power to say, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. I've never done this before. Therefore, I need to go and research. So you're bringing in that positive action. What is it that I need to do? And so that's also where I love working with my clients is working with judgments. There are some judgments that you have to say out, delete. I love using the word delete, 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 delete. And then it's just like working with your habits and your routine, add it in with action. So if I want to be a podcaster, well, I'm going to do some research. Maybe I'm going to listen to my favorite podcast. Maybe I'll reach out to Sally and say, hey, can we sit down and talk about what does that look like? How do I create a podcast? So those are action steps you're taking. What is it that I need to do to be a podcaster? And when the thoughts come in, the good and bad, let it come out, but know that you have a choice and make the decision. And then, sometimes, and you're in the creator mode at this place, but sometimes these roadblocks come in. And the roadblocks, I feel we're conditioned to react to roadblocks, as opposed to looking at roadblocks as there's a lesson in here. What am I supposed to learn in here? So rather than running away or reacting from it, you're taking an action step and asking a question. Well, what's really going on? What other options do I have? So that coming into what I call the explorer mode, it's almost as if like you're driving in the car and Waze or your GPS. It reroutes you. When there's a roadblock, you're rerouted to another pathway. Sometimes you're in a bad signal and you're somewhere else, but you'll always get back to the main road. And in that, you might have discovered a new neighborhood, a beautiful view, or a coffee shop or something. As long as you're in that state of being of what's the roadblock? How do I get myself out of it? What am I supposed to learn? All these questions, and you keep on acting, because when a roadblock happens, you don't stop right there. You figure out what's the next route to do. So that is the action. And the habits I like, because if I want to be this podcaster, my habit that I would agree, like I need to create a routine to be a podcaster. And that routine might be, let's do the research. Like, what habit? Maybe I have to read more. Maybe I have to listen to more podcasts. So, creating that habit to get me closer to my goal.
I love it. Like, how how I envision like this tools that you're talking about, it's almost like a pro and con, and it about like situations that might come up. And instead of like what you were saying, like don't be judgmental about the cons, let's look at the cons and see like what can we do. That the cons are kind of like the roadblocks, I guess you were saying. And then what can you do to kind of make those cons into positive things, like more like a difficult pro to go back to, or they could be terrible cons, but then it could be just something that you say, oh, let's just ignore that, or let's work around that,
Work
and then.
around it, or really remind yourself, this is a lesson, and it's a powerful lesson for me. And maybe that's like, well, I don't want to explore podcasting. Maybe I don't want to ho host a podcast. Maybe I want to be a guest on podcasts. And that's the beauty of it. You can choose at the moment, but it's really important to be kind and forgiving and that self-compassionate component part. And also reminding yourself of that vision of the goal and being clear with it. And there's also this we can be hard on ourselves, like we set a goal and all of a sudden, it doesn't look good if we walk away from that goal, like that being hard on ourselves. It's like, no, you know what? This is what I discovered. I'm going to change it around. Let's change this around. That's what I call that flow and that energy. Understanding when we sometimes when we get stuck in that roadblock, oh, it failed. I can't do this. And we're down and we can feel it, like our body language, our head, we're like this, we're just down. Just take that moment to shift and move it up, remind yourself. And then you might have to work on your goal a bit differently and say, this is what I discovered. I don't want to be a podcaster. I actually want to be a guest. Or I really like that research element of it. And it might take you to something else, but it's about having fun and ease and flow. I work with my clients and it's like, if you're struggling too much, maybe you're not supposed to be there. Take a step back. Some time, slow it down and figure it out and let's simplify it. Because a lot of the times, and I say this, life is simple, but our thoughts can complicate our perception, our perspective.
I love that. Like while you're talking about this, I was like thinking like people like who have high stress and anxiety could definitely work around like you're reducing stress and anxiety by taking these issues and these conflicts and then you're flipping them almost like, you're like, oh, I see you. But you're flipping them to say, hey, let's make you a learning experience, make it positive. Let's work towards this goal that you have. And if your goal was different, that's okay. You learned from it. Let's change up your goals. So I love what you have just said there. It's just like, yeah, like I could see like how somebody might be like when you mentioned to me the creating the life you want, I was just like, whoa, that sounds such a big task. It is like for me, like where do you start? What do you do? But like you said, like I love how you said to bring it back, to simplify it. Like let's take those negative energies and try to make it positive. And like I'm loving all these tips that you are mentioning here. It's so great.
I actually just want to say when we have those negative thoughts, what I love working with it is examining where does it come from? Because sometimes those negative thoughts, it could have been a elementary school teacher saying, you're a horrible writer, you have bad grammar. Maybe you did at that moment, but you're still carrying that with you. And I love asking my clients, is like, is that true? Are you a horrible writer? And they usually, like, no, I'm not. and you're still you, we carry these thoughts that it's someone else's opinion, which is not the truth. And so it's also looking at that and saying, delete that. That's not yours. And that's what also I love working with my clients is taking those negative thoughts, understanding where it comes from, and having them know that they have the power to delete it. It's not part of their frame. It's not part of who they are. And that brings in clarity. And it also, I love working with neuroplasticity, creating a new routine, new habits, and recognizing it. So you've just altered that pathway. You've just corrected. I'm an amazing writer. My grammar is so good. Thank goodness for that teacher who said I was a horrible writer. So it's also looking at that and reframing it, looking at it in different ways. And I love that work. And I believe that each one of us has the answers within us. And it's just the time to go in and clear that jungle of emotions and get to that destination, because the answers are all within us.
Definitely. Sunita, you have brought so much great pointers, and anyone out there that is having a hard time trying to pinpoint creating a dream life or an ideal life, please contact Sunita. She, as you can hear, she's passionate. She could help you guide. Like these little tests that, like, it's great to talk to somebody else like Sunita, because she could tell you and guide you. Oh, did you realize this? A different perspective. And you can't get that by just talking to yourself, or maybe talking to friends and family that know you. Mm-hmm. I feel like therapy, it's great because you could talk to somebody different and get different pointers and different perspectives that might make you grow differently and change that neuroplasticity. For sure. So, Sunita, I know you're on side mood, which is great. Mm-hmm. and I hope that we could definitely do more podcasts in the future, because I feel like your tips and your perspective of life is amazing. Thank you for joining me on the podcast. And I'm so happy to be this is your first podcast with me as well.
Yeah, that was one of my goals for 2024.
Oh my goodness.
That was one of my goals. And I was, is listening to podcasts, and I have my favorite podcast, and I put it down there. And I, because I'm in that frame of mind, I was clear with what I wanted. And I saw Sally Potts and the podcast and Side Mood. I'm like, what? And that's an example of a goal. I was very clear with what it is that I wanted, and I've been, listening to podcasts, and
I'm so happy. This is so exciting. And everybody, I will add Sunita's Side Mood profile link in the show notes, so you could definitely just go and create a session with her, and please do, because she's amazing, as you know. And I would like to thank everybody for joining. Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Sunita, too.
Thank you, Sally. And thank you, everyone. It was a pleasure.
Side Mood is an online mental health platform that connects you with mental health specialists who speaks your language and understand your culture. You can find us at our website at sidemood.com and on our social media channels on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn at My Psy Mood. Don't forget to follow, like, and share, and comment. Thank you for existing.